be brief tonight. We're going to get on through, get back home, and let the Lord just do what he wants to in this service. But I've got a word that I want to bring you tonight. We've been in. This is lesson 21. This is our 21st lesson tonight. I'm probably going to stop at 24, and that's going to be my series that I'm going to take and be able to do some things with. But I just been wanting to go through on a young convert class. And tonight I want to talk to you about peacemakers. The Bible says, blessed are the peacemakers. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word tonight. And the Bible says, and seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father God, as we bow in your presence tonight, Father, we love you. Father, we praise you. Father, we glorify you tonight. Lord, I pray for the next few moments that you guard my throat, guard my thoughts. Let everything I say tonight be all about you. Lord, I thank you for this congregation. I thank you for the ones that's lifted up names tonight. Lord God, I pray tonight for Sister Keela. Lord God, I lift her up to you. Father, as she takes some other five pills, Lord, I pray you protect her and watch over. Have your will and way in her life, Lord God, tonight. Lord God, I pray you reach down in a mighty way. Lord, I pray tonight for each and every one, the names I don't mention tonight. Lord, I pray you bless them real good as well. Lord God, I pray tonight you have your will and way. I thank you for these kids that's being baptized, Lord. I thank you for these adults that's being baptized. What a blessing that is. Followers that's coming to know you, Father God, in truth and what you've called them to do. Lord, I pray tonight that we all be found being peacemakers tonight. Father, I love you. I praise you. I glorify you. Anoint this service tonight. In Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Tonight as we come, blessed are the peacemakers. Key verse to memorize tonight is Matthew chapter number 5 and verse number 9. The Bible said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Tonight as we come, I want you to know as I studied this, I thought about people has always wanted peace in the world that we live in. They've always wanted peace. Right now, in the world we live in, there's chaos in the Middle East, and all they're wanting is peace. They're wanting peace. They're wanting peace to go on. On TV, you see folks holding up the index finger and the middle finger to show the peace symbol. I remember back in 1991, I was about 11 years old, and it was the Operation Desert Storm, and there was a saying going around in school. The kids would say, peace in the Middle East. You've heard that. People would say that. They wanted peace. I didn't know what it meant then. I just knew everybody was saying it, and it was on TV, so I was saying it too. But I want you to know, you can sign a peace treaty, you can even holler peace till you're blue in the face, but true peace only comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. True peace only comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. Religion will not give you peace. Only a relationship with Jesus Christ. Because Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. I want you to know tonight, a true peacemaker is a child of God. They don't want chaos. They don't want division. They don't want controversy. They want true peace to be found in a person's lives. They produce peace when things are getting sideways. You take somebody and see something getting sideways, and they start, a child of God will start trying to make peace. They don't want it to get out of hand. They don't want to fuel a fire. They want to extinguish a fire. Amen? They don't start problems. They stop problems. Think about that tonight. A child of God don't go around looking to start a problem. They look to stop a problem. They are not cowards, but they are Christians. You say, preacher, how do you know tonight that they're not cowards? If they're not looking to fight, and I'm not talking about fighting. I'm talking about they're not looking to cause any problems. They're looking to sow peace everywhere they go. They're not cowards. They're Christians. I wrote this down, and you'll see it there. N-O, no Jesus, no peace. If you don't have Jesus, you don't have no peace. But K-N-O-W, if you know Jesus, you know peace. Jesus is, and I want to give you a few things that to know that you got peace tonight. Number one, Jesus is our perfect peace. Tonight, he is our perfect peace. Ephesians chapter number 2, verse 13 and 14, the Bible says, but now is Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace. That's what the Bible says. Paul told the church at Ephesus that Jesus Christ is our peace. When the young man got saved the other day, Friday, when he got saved there, I want you to know when he got up from there, I said, son, how do you feel? And it don't go on feelings, but son, I said, son, how do you feel now? And that young man looked me dead in the eyes and looked Brother Tony dead in the eyes. And he said, I've got a peace that you just can't understand. I have got a peace just getting down on my knees and admitting I was a sinner and I needed God to save me. There is a peace that come over me. Why? It's because Jesus Christ came into his life. He is peace. Jesus is our peace. For he is our peace who had made both one and had broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Romans 5:1 says, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Why do we got peace with God? Through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our perfect peace. He is the one that makes peace for us between us and God. But I want you to know tonight, not only Jesus is our perfect peace, but Jesus is our provided peace. He said this in verse number 9, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. If he is our perfect peace, he is also our provided peace. You said, preacher, how do you know he has provided peace? I see tonight, number one, is because he left us his peace. Friends, I want you to know when he was getting ready to be crucified, he said, I leave you my peace. If you look with me in John 14 and verse number 27, he left us his peace. I thank God tonight when turmoil is all around us, we can still have peace. Amen? The Bible says in John 14, 27, peace I leave with you. He said, my peace I give unto you. And he said this, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You said, preacher, what does that mean tonight that he left us his peace? When you get saved and you get born again and you get washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you still have pain, you still have problems, you still have persecution, you still have things come your way. But I want you to know tonight you have a peace that passes all understanding. And tonight I want to give you this. Not only did he leave us his peace, but you can lean on his peace. Man, when you lean on Jesus, there is a peace that passes all understanding. And the attitude of a Christian tonight, we should not be worried. We should not be fretful. We should not be jumping around not knowing what to do. We ought to lean on God and his peace. Amen? Revelation, you said, preacher, how do I know God left me his peace? In Revelation 1:18, the Bible says, and Jesus said in Revelation 1:18, he said, I am he that liveth. Whoa, glory to God. We're fixing to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ in a few weeks, but we celebrate it every week. That's why we meet on Sunday. Sunday's a day of rest. Sunday's the day of resurrection. Friends, tonight, can I say to you, it ain't only on Easter. We celebrate the resurrection every Sunday. Amen. That's why I'm excited to get here, because we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He left us his peace, and we lean on his peace. Revelation 1:18 says, I am he that liveth and was dead. Do you know the Savior I serve and you serve tonight? He was dead, but now he's alive. Glory. There is nobody else can say that. He said, I am he that liveth and was dead. He said, but I ain't a dead no more. You know what? When I got saved, I was a dead man. Before I got Jesus, I was a dead man, Brother Brad. I was dead. I stunk. I was in my sin, in my trespasses. Didn't know what to do. Didn't know where to go. But all I'd done is what that preacher said. I got down on my knees, and I admitted I was a sinner. I admitted I need Jesus as my Savior. He came into my life, and at that moment, he gave me a peace. He left that peace in my life, and I lean on him every day. Why, preacher? Because he has the keys. I lean on him because he's got the keys. He said, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. Man, I don't know about you, but that's an amen right there. He says, I'm alive forevermore. Amen? And have the keys. What keys does he have tonight? He had keys of death, hell, and the grave tonight. If you are a child of God tonight, if you are born again tonight, you've got a peace that passes all understanding. Tonight, Brother Brian called, and he said, can you ride with me on the van? And me and Brother Brian got on the van, and we went and picked up some kids. And when we went to pick up some kids, this guy pulls up, probably 50-year-old, and he rolls the window down. He says, hey, Brother BJ, come on over here. I said, man, I ain't got time to talk. We got a van full of kids we got to carry to church. He said, come here for a minute. I need to talk to you. I got over to his car, and he said, does God hear a lost man's prayer just to be praying? I said, no, man, he don't hear a lost man's prayer. I said, why would he want? I said, unless that man's calling to be saved, he don't hear a lost man's prayer. I said, he's just praying at me. He said, so if I just say, God, I need money, will you help me? Will he do that? I said, man, he won't do that. I said, you got to have a relationship with God Almighty.
Friends, tonight, let me tell you, this world is messed up. This world is messed up tonight. They have no peace because they don't have Jesus. He left his peace. He leaned on that peace. And we must let his peace be in our life. We must let his peace come inside of us and flow like a mighty river. Folks, tonight, you know, people knows if you're worried, anxious, upset, depressed. They know by the look on your eyes. It don't take long. So you not only listen to me tonight, not only he left us his peace, and we can lean on his peace, but we must not let his peace rule in our life. It's up to you if you want the peace or not. You can have all the peace. Jesus Christ is our peace. He lives inside of you. But it's up to you if you're going to live in it or not. Look what he says here in Colossians chapter number 3 and verse number 15. Here's what he said to the book of, in the book of Colossians. He said, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. What do you mean, preacher? You got to let it rule. You got to let God give you that peace. You got to let God. You got to sit back and say, hey, I'm not going to make a decision right now. I'm not going to worry about it right now. I'm going to wait on God that he gives me the peace before I make a decision that I need to make. You know what, tonight, I want you to know this. Every time I've waited on God for a decision, I've got peace in my life. But every time I've run ahead of God, I've not had no peace. I've not had no rest. I would wrestle myself to death. I remember my mama. She's sitting over here now, 75-year-old. I'm telling you what, you a hot thing, mama. Woo, glory. And I tell you what, I still call my mama right now. I call her, I say, mama, what do you think about something? Mama will talk to me and she'll tell me. But when I was growing up and I was about 21, I'd go to mama and I'd say, mama, what do you think about something? I'm going to buy something. What do you think? And you know what mama would tell me? She said, son, you go to bed tonight. And when you wake up, you listen to your heart. And whatever your heart says, you do it. Just listen to your heart. And my heart never told me not to buy it. My heart told me to get all you wanted. My heart told me to live it up. My heart told me to get all of this world I could get. But you listen to me, my mama was wrong. I shouldn't have been listening to my heart. I should have been listening to God. Now when I go to my mama says, don't you listen to your heart, you listen to God. Folks, listen to me tonight. Your heart will never tell you not to do it because it loves being pleasured. You don't believe me tonight? Your heart loves being pleasured. It loves new things. It loves shiny things. It loves things that's going to put you in a hole. Your heart's wicked, the Bible says. My heart's wicked. So I should never listen to my heart. I should listen to my God. You say, preacher, how do you know to that tonight? Because he's my peace. And he's been provided that peace in my life. He provides that. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you're called in one body, and be ye thankful. I've said this many a times. If you're not pleased with what you've got now, if God doubled it, you still wouldn't be pleased. Think about that tonight. If you're not pleased tonight with what you've got, you're not pleased with the roof that's over your head, you're not pleased with the car you've got, just think if God gave you double that, you still wouldn't be pleased with it tonight. Folks, tonight, can I say to you, he is your peace. It ain't going to be what you've got, what you buy, or what you can accumulate. It's what you have in Christ Jesus is where you get the peace. I see he's my perfect peace. I see Jesus is my provided peace. Man, I didn't know you could have peace until I met Jesus. When I got saved in 2007, I still had a court hearing to go to. I still had things going on. And, man, up to that point, Brother O.J., I was a total mess. I mean, every time blue lights hit in the back of the car, you know what I'm saying? I was ducking and weaving, see a roadblock. I'd try to dodge it and get out of the way. I didn't want to go there. Can I get amen? Brother Jerry gave you better amen. You know what I'm talking about. These others, they're going to lie and not tell the truth. But you know what I'm talking about. Man, I didn't want them to search me. I didn't want to have nothing to do. I'd get away from them jokers, you hear me? But in 2007, when I got saved, that's the first time in my life I've ever been clean. I wore this shirt tonight for a reason. It's got a spot on it. Y'all see it? White shirt, brand new, just bought it at Walmart. I did. $12.99. Proud of my shirt. Clean. Put my pen in it. And that pen leaked on my shirt. And it got a spot on it. And I said, I got two things I can do with that shirt. I can preach that shirt, or I can throw that shirt in the garbage. Listen to me tonight. Just because you might have a spot on your life, God can clean it up. Listen to me tonight. Don't let your past define your future. Don't let what God's going to send you define what you've got going on in your life. Let God use you. Let God mold you. Let God have his way in your life. He's your peace tonight. But in August of 27, 2007, when I got saved that night, and Miss Jean, I was telling somebody this week, I can't remember who I was telling, I may have been in Sunday school class. When I got saved, August 27, 2007, I got a peace that night. I went home, I slept the best I'd ever slept in my life. I'm talking about, son, I was just probably about 4 in the morning, go to sleep, I had to get up, go to work at 5. Wasn't even on no dope or nothing, man. I was just excited. Man, I was clean. I was free. I still had a sentence on me. I still had all this going on, but I was free. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. A couple weeks rocked on, and I went up there and talked to Luke. And I told him, I said, man, I just couldn't. I went up there, I said, look here, boss, I need to talk to you. He said, what is it? I said, man, out there, I said, them boys out there, they cussing every breath. I said, I can't handle it. I can't handle it. It's about driving me crazy. He said, fire him. What? He said, fire him. I said, I can't do that. He said, yeah, you can. He said, I don't put up with cussing neither. He said, I'm not out there. I don't know what they're doing. He said, but you go out there and you tell them they said nothing. They're out the door. You don't know what kind of peace that gave me to know I had an employer that said, I got your back. Can I say to you, even though he was just a man, I got a man in heaven. I got a God in heaven that says, I got your back. You keep standing on that word. You keep doing what that word says. I'm going to give you a peace that passes all understanding. He said, I am your peace. I have provided your peace. And listen, I have got the proof that you need in your life that you are born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, because you got a peace that passes all understanding. Look with me at this before we go tonight. I want to show you this tonight, how you can have that proof of that peace in your life. You said, preacher, I don't have no peace. Well, then you don't have Jesus. He is peace, folks. Listen to me. Look at this. Jesus is our proof of peace. Look with me on your paper. Because when you get saved, it is part of the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. Love, joy, fruit of the Spirit. You got it. You don't get part of the fruit. You get all of it when you get saved. You've got love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. Now, I know tonight you can be saved and be in turmoil, but you need to repent and say, Lord, set me back where I need to be. Give me that peace. Satan don't want you to have peace. Use the fruit of the Spirit. You can follow peace. Hebrews 12:14 says, follow peace with all men. Every man you come in contact with, you ought to want to sow peace and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. If you got a pen, I want you to underline this. You said, I don't care what people think about me. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You say, I don't care. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You keep peace with people. That's the only way they're going to see Jesus. Look at this. Underline this. If you've got a pen, you take that pen, that'll spot your white shirt, and you underline with all men. Follow peace with all men and what? Holiness. Holiness. Why should I be holy, preacher? The Bible says in the book of Peter, be ye holy for I'm holy. You've got somebody that lives inside of you, and when you got that peace of Jesus Christ, the holiness of God will follow out of you. Look at this. Without which no man shall see the Lord. Number one, I see Jesus is my perfect peace. He's my provided peace, and he's my proof of peace. Let me give you this. Not only is he the fruit of the Spirit, not only should I follow peace, but I should live peaceably. He said, preacher, do you know my neighbors? I ask you a question. Do you know my neighbors? Do you know my neighbors? You live peaceably. And my neighbors will say the same thing about me. Do you know him? You live peaceably. You said, I can't live peaceably with the people I live around. You know where I work? It's hard to be peaceful with them people. Yes, you can. Look what he says in Romans 12:18. If it be possible. If it be. You got to choose. You got to choose if you want peace or not. My wife told me the other night, and I'm going to close. She set me and Kaylee down at the table. This is honest. She said, y'all sit down. Sit down. I'm like, what's going on here? I'm having a family meeting. I don't know nothing about it. So I pull up my chair, and I sat down with my cup of coffee. It says boss lady on it. It's her coffee cup, but I drank out of it. I ain't lying. I take a picture of break. It says boss lady. I drink out of it every morning. Big old cup. And I sat down there. I said, what's up? What's wrong? What's going on? She said, I'm going to tell y'all something. Both of y'all. I said, okay. She said, if you run another dishwater in that sink and don't wash the dishes, and you put another load in that washing machine and another load, and you don't put them in that dryer and you don't fold them up, y'all have had it. So I understand. You got it? I said, I got it. You don't want me to run no dish? Make sure I'm making this right now. I'll make sure I'm right. Brother Connor, you need to listen up here. You young in this. You better get a hold of this. I said, so what you're telling me is
you don't want me to run no water and leave dishes for you to wash. Yeah. I said, okay. And I said, you're telling me if I wash clothes in a washing machine, I'm supposed to put them in a dryer and fold them. That's exactly what I'm telling you. I said, you got it. That's what we'll do. Next morning, I got up. I watched her. She walks in there to the bath in the laundry room. She starts a load of washing. She leaves and goes to work. I watched the little timer. 1 hour and 35 minutes, that thing sat there and washed. I'm reading my Bible at the table. I'm watching it. I'm watching that thing, and when it kicks off, I call her at work. I said, hey, babe. She said, yeah, on my phone it says, baby mama hot thing. A bunch of hearts on it. That's what it says. Baby mama hot thing. Does it not, Dolores? Baby mama hot thing. Hey, she is. I said, hey, you busy? Yes, I'm wide open. We got people here. I said, I got a question for you. She said, yeah. I said, what you want me to do with them clothes in the washing machine? Wait till you get home? She said, if they're in that washing machine when I get home, you've had it. So what'd you do, preacher? Wait on her to get home? I wanted peace. I didn't want no turmoil. I took them out of that. Y'all think I'm crazy. I took them out, Jake. I stuck them in that dryer, and I dried them, and I made sure I folded them before she got home. The Bible says, if it be possible. See, it was possible for me to live peaceful with my wife. If it be possible, live peaceably with all men. Folks, tonight, there's some people just wants to rear you up. They want to get under you. They know your butt, and they know when to push it, and they know how to push it. And you know what you fall into? You let them push it. And you get around them so they will push it. And then you've lost your peace because you let them push your buttons. I said, preacher, what I do? Stay away. Live peaceably. Let God lead you. Be a peacemaker. I'm going to read you what I wrote here. And it's on your paper. Romans 12:18, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you. Folks, there's times I ain't wanted to do peace in my life, and I've had to suck up my pride. And men, you don't want to do that in this room. Men hate to suck up their pride. But God hates a prideful look. As much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. The only place that we will find true peace is in Jesus Christ. Do you know him? Do you know him tonight? On TV, they're hollering, peace, peace, peace. There ain't going to be no peace. I got gas at Detroit today, and I walked in the store, and this man was coming out, and he looked back, and he said, preacher, man, these folks, they need Jesus, don't they? I said, yeah. He said, you think anything's going to change this world? I said, the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ, the only thing that's going to change this world. What changed your life? Jesus Christ. And that's what's going to change the world we live in. Tonight, I challenge you this week. You're going to go to work. You're going to have the opportunity to get in a little scuffle, a little turmoil, a little something. Choose peace. Choose peace. Let the peace of God rule in your life. I don't know about you, but I don't like fussing and fighting, y'all. I don't like it. I'd rather just have peace. Father, I love you, and I praise you, and I glorify you. Thank you for this night. Thank you for the ones that come out. Lord God, I pray tonight that somebody will take this word tonight. I pray I take this word tonight, and I hide it deep in my heart. Father, your word says the peacemakers, they shall be called the children of God. They shall be called. Lord God, tonight I pray that when somebody sees me, they say, that man there, he's a child of God. He tries to keep peace everywhere he goes. Father, I love you and I praise you. Bless this meeting. Bless the ones that's here. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say.